Ding from Portsmouth,
Massachusetts.
Yes. Wants to know specifically, what is our hope? What do we do? We beat it dead. Good. Congratulations. Nobody's breathing. It's all over. It's done. Now what? The answer to that very simply is look inside yourself. Answer it with inside yourself. Specifically, answer the question, what's the fastest path to my joy? If it's to join the list of those who have been bouncy by Tiger, we'll give you his phone number. I'm sure you can tweet. He likes to text. You can text, and you can probably have an arrangement. And then you too can join. You too can then, oh, you too can join TMZ's list of the famous and infamous and in the days of Heidi Fleisch and see who got to sleep with whom. You know, the diaries of a mad black woman with the whole dynamics that come from there. Great. And then you can be satisfied. Okay, or you could come back in the place where you answer the question, what's the fastest path to your joy? And then look for that. And when you have a relationship with your meat sack body, that's the one that you fuck with or get fucked up by or unfuck or defuck or something goes on with genitalia with the physical body. But it seems to be a mind fuck more than it does to be a physical one after you look at it the whole way the whole intercoursing thing works itself out. Then you're drawn to and then you're repelled by and then you're excited with and then you're have disdain regarding this whole process that you're calling the whole genome species of carrying on, okay? So if you could find a way for your physical meat sack body, that's the one that gets you in trouble, that leads you astray. Oh, wait, no, that's your mind. Oh, wait, no, we're confused. Now we don't know where we started from, so let's begin again. You have this meat sack body that gets you into trouble, apparently, or not. That's up to your mind. But you also have this non-physical part that can dispel the lived and the live from a finite place of evil and devil. And then you can come into a place where you can judge your place of your reality based on your feeling place. And then you can come back and you can actually have empathy with individual other human creators. And, you know, I'm so proud of that Tiger Woods. You know, he can just fuck with anybody. Mm-hmm. He's pretty good. He can hit the little white ball and put it in the hole and just sleep with everybody. You know, you've got to be pretty good to keep that many women happy. You've got to be pretty significant with this whole process. That's pretty good if you can keep up with that many females. And even some of the men folks say, you know, I can't keep up with the bride I got. I don't know how to keep up with 15 others. Time, it's a, you know, it's like, you know, he's a better man than I am, plus hit 36 on the back side and still take press releases on the other side. It's kind of like, wow, that's gives a whole new meaning to having stamina on the driving range, doesn't it? So the answer to that process is that you get to figure out for your own individual self and leave everybody else out of it. The more you drag these other people into your realities, all that does is judge the ineffectiveness that you are. Leave them out of it. Leave Geithner out of it. We got something to tell you here. It's official. Ben Bernanke is not going to solve it for you. And if you're determining that the reason that everything is bad is because they are less than, then you're screwed. If you think the Obamas' responsibility is to provide you with your joy, peace, and happiness in your own powerful creativeness, then you have abdicated your kingship in your reality that is your being. Period. End of discussion. You are abdicating your power. Every time you give it over to someone else, then you don't have it. And when that happens, then the best you can hope for is the least that they'll leave you with. The best that you can hope for is the least that they'll leave you with. There you go. And the more you pressure that government to provide that you come to that place, then guess what? It's now their responsibility. Well, guess what? You're now out of the conversation. So the best you get is what they won't send you. And there you go. And then you go, well, wait, that has nothing to do with anything. Well, we go, exactly. So why is that the meme of the day? Why is that what we have to be typing about? Why can't we talk about our power? Why can't we tweet about what marvelous manifestation I allowed into my reality today? How marvelous it is that I have allowed my mind to figure out this damn little plastic box that gives information mindlessly to other human creators. That I can talk about the deliciousness that is my world and how what I'm looking forward to next. To tell about the new things that I'm excited about bringing into my world, into my reality. Just not talking about all the other foolishness. You know what's wrong. Be still. They'll run you over with that crap. They'll send it to you in emails that you don't even answer that still get you. It just goes on. Spend all day, every day, focusing on that which you are looking forward and embracing now. And if that's a little bit of contrast, but it should be done from a contrasting place of, this is so wonderful that this negative, evil, icky nastiness has befallen me. Because now I get to empirically look at this problem and decide how marvelous a creator I am, that I take full culpable responsibility that I slept with every one of them. I not only slept with them, I made them happy. I didn't just sleep with them. They were sad when I quit bedding them. And so much so that I've done 16 or 20 of them yesterday. And when you come to that place, then all of a sudden they're like, wow, that's pretty ballsy of you to make such a grand statement. But the short version or the long version or whichever version is why you're focusing your powerful, marvelous, creative ability in the lack or the less than of another human creator. If you get so busy wrapped up in your world, in your place of knowing, you ain't got time to wonder who Tiger Tigger is bouncing. You won't notice. It won't matter. You won't care. You won't care who Bill Clinton's sleeping with or not sleeping with. You won't care how Michelle Obama feels about their relationship and how they are and where they are. You won't care if JFK had an orgasm with Marilyn Monroe or Jane Wyman or any of them. Oh, wait, that's the Reagan side. You won't care. It won't matter. It won't come up in conversation. It won't be the typical tipping of the iceberg of the next shoe falling.
Ian, you're addressing their chemical body. They got a chip body and TV body, and that wants data. They will continue with all that stuff because the TV body demands content. So you have to tell them to stop engaging. That's what you ask. Shall we get rid of the bodies? Do we get rid of the bodies?
Then let's have a crucifixion, make them martyrs, and then they'll rise from the grave. Just like your Jesus.
Yeah, the bodies will.
You martyr them and they will come back.
So then recognize it's okay to watch TV. Don't martyr.
Well, but yes, no problem, no problem. That's contrast. But
they mix up. They mix up.
Only get...
McLuhan said that there was a confusion between the things. I got a monitor for you.
No, just wait. I'm going to finish. That's okay. Just fasten your seatbelt. It's all right. You have time, so you can work with it. The moral of this point is engage it all. Engage it all. Engage it all. No problem. It'll provide you some contrast. That's okay. We're not having a problem with it. Watch your TV body. Tweet, tip, type, twat, whatever you do. Do it all. Great. But don't let that become then the driving force of your beingness. Enjoy it all. Don't ever speak against lesbians until you've tried it. Don't have one negative thing to say until you slept with Tiger Woods. Well, I slept with him, and it was pretty good, but it wasn't the best I've ever had, but it was all right. I mean, as far as it goes, it was pretty good. If you've not personally engaged it in your own chemical body, leave it alone. Leave it alone. Then you'll only be speaking of things that you have a chemical reference through your human body that has been going through the processing part of embracing the non-physical part that is you. Then all of a sudden, you take the judgeship out of the labyrinth of the mind. So, if you're going to rail against the Christians, you've got to accept Christ Christ is your personal savior before you have anything to say about it, because otherwise you don't know. Don't talk about the homosexuals until you've taken up homosexuality. I tried it. And then if the preacher gets in the pulpit and says, now, homosexuality is abomination, and I know it is because I tried it, and it just didn't work for me. And boy, I don't know if I was a pitching or a catching, and it was nasty. You just can't imagine what it was. It was not so comfortable.
Okay, fine. I still say you're missing the point. McLuhan said people confuse their public and private awarenesses in this new media, the landscape of the 20th century. I said, however, they now confuse their four bodies. And to say they don't have to have experienced Tiger or anything, but they can type about it in their chip body because they got to provide content. You're not pointing out the confusion and interplay of the bodies. Telling the chemical body to be detached is irrelevant. It's not the issue. People are detached, even though their activities are discussing all this. They do not care. Their chemical body does not care. But they do have to type about it, okay? Because they're engaging in the communication toys that they live with.
And then we'd say, and how's that working for them?
It probably isn't working well for them because they don't have a way to define it themselves.
There's no outlet. See, there's no outlet. It makes a conundrum. Now you spend the rest of your day figuring out what Tiger was thinking when he was engaging whatever it was he supposedly was engaging.
Here it is. They don't know how to get detached from the four-body involvement they love to have. I provide the formula. At least I named them, and then you now know what to extract yourself from.
You know where you missed the point. Yes, okay.
And Ion is trying to give a way to get out of that confusion.
File it all off to the point that it can be a part of your life, but it doesn't have to be the driving focus.
And that's very hard to do when you live within the four bodies.
Exactly.
You're going to have to give them some techniques. Give them some exercises. So, you know, it may not work, but
here's how you go. If Tiger is the meme of the day, go sleep with Tiger. Then that'll take care of it. And focus your undivided attention on having an affair with Tiger Woods.
You see, that would be the chemical body. But
you type about it.
Yeah, you can type about how you're not doing it. Type that you're against it, but you sneak your chemical body over to his place and spend some time with him.
And then
type your article about how you're not going to be one bit interested in Tiger Woods. You're going to talk about Naomi Klein, who writes about the Shock and Awe Society. How's that one? Naomi Klein.
Fine. We're trying to soften this whole process, and if you could just come to the place, the next layer, the next logical step of allowing the physical, non-physical not to be so entwined with the labyrinth of your mind that you don't get lost within your chemical body that you're trying to hold on to. The whole point is to have an ascension process to where you don't have to go.
And let's leave at that point.
It's very good. It's very good because we played with what they wanted to play with. Now, we could have done this whole thing in 5 seconds and say, be easy about it. Don't be worried about all this stuff. Guess what? People going to do what people going to do, and they don't have to do it to you. But you certainly can engage it if you want to, and the contrast hopefully will serve you well because it's yours. And just as you take this easy and get over all this, get over yourself.
You're just henpecking them. They're not going to get over themselves.
Good. Then it'll rile them up, and they'll get a little closer. And if they don't, they'll either get it or they'll transition. And then they can have awake, Finneganese, or otherwise.
Gotcha. Thank you, audience, for tuning in for this extra long show. Very good show. And we went around the mountain. Long way around the mountain for something that could have been said in 2 minutes. But we filled in a lot of time.
And the synchronistic words of Tiger's lovers, she'll be riding six white slaves when she comes.